do. So we've got a really great event for you today. Shake it, wiggle it just a little bit. There you go. Oh, come on. Come on. Wiggle it. Okay. And let's give Howard Partridge an incredible welcome as we say, Mr. Sweet Home Alabama, come on down. Come on, Howard. Where's our music?
Woo! Keep it going, turn it up. Come on now. Come on. Keep it going, turn it up. Everybody, I'm so excited. We got a new book out called Phenomenal Youth, so that these young folks like Shay can grow up and win big in life and in business.
I wanted to tell you that she's got a little business going on here today.
Oh, she has a business.
A little busy business. So I don't know if you've noticed some of the people walking around with really good-looking name tags. And then some of you have some really boring name tags. So if your name tag is boring and you want to fix all that, Shay is right here. And she's got,
Yay!
And she is going to put all the stickers you want on her. She's got a little table over there, and she's got it all handled. So
the first
customers are coming in.
Yay, okay. All right, there we go. All right. So give it up for Sherry Perry. You know, Sherry Perry, when she talks about meeting me, she says, you know, the first time I met Howard, I didn't like him very much. It's true. In fact, she met me at Ziegler, and she called Tom Ziegler. She said, where'd y'all find this guy? And the reason was, like, I was overly anxious to impress everybody, so I was like, my first book had this on there.
Hi, guys.
Banners.
What's the crowd?
Like, I got the nickname Cheese Ball, right? And the amazing thing was, is that when she came back 6 months later, I had changed. Actually,
and now you're
I hadn't changed.
Ball.
Maybe I did. Maybe I toned it down just a little bit. But I have something to tell on Sherry
Perry. Today
your
sister finishes there,
is it?
No, Wednesdays and Fridays.
Okay, so I can drop you home and come back and get your sister.
Now, you're talking about a person. Did y'all know that Sherry Perry not only doesn't make a dime? Where's our thirsty Thursday pod? Let me hear you. Hey. I heard you last night. Did y'all sleep? I don't know what she does. Hey, I don't know what she does in that pod, but this community right here.
Did y'all sleep?
Sherry Perry is a phenomenal leader in this community.
We're going to get Halloween.
Where's your Tuesday pod? What are they called? Power pod? Tenacious Tuesday. Let me hear you. Okay.
We're not allowed to get sweets and
well,
to the
I have to make a confession today about Sherry
year,
Perry. I never told you this, and I never told anybody this.
Now,
The first time Sherry Perry came to my conferences, all of a sudden, there's stickers all over everybody's name tags. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like this. Somebody coming in here and putting stickers all over my name tag.
Me? I didn't see you walking past me.
We worked hard on this branding. We worked hard on these name tags.
Where did you come out of the school? Did you come out of
the school? Then I stand on the stickers. Then we go to Ziggler's.
Ah,
and
that's
stickers
why I didn't see you. I guess.
Never told her that.
Sorry.
Wow.
I find you. Which is
she goes, wow. Okay. Now, I never said anything. And I have to make another confession to you. And that is that today, I love them stickers. I love them stickers. You know why? Because it makes people feel good. Makes people smile. Did you know that? So not only does Sherry come and serve, not only does she do a couple pods. Anytime I'm out, she fills in. We're doing a Business Made Simple group, and her and Renee are in there. She brings her team. How many Sherry Perry team members in the room? Look at this. Let me hear you. Yeah. I mean, listen. She serves. She volunteers. She does this all on her own dime. You all are getting a prize. Every one of you are getting a gift from Sherry Perry, and she refuses to let me pay her for that gift.
How's that happen?
Yeah. How does that happen? How does that happen? I was at a big digital marketing conference in Orlando a month or so ago. And I was talking to somebody. And we were just, you know, what do you do and what do you do? And, you know, I was telling this lady what I do. And she goes, she was kind of a little taken back by all the things that we do and all the things that we've done and all of that. And she's like, how big is your team? And I said, well, we got about 7 team members and quite a few volunteers. And she goes, volunteers? Volunteers? Said, how does that work? And like in 2 seconds, I had to kind of try to explain what happens in this room, what happens on our coaching, what happens in this community. She still didn't get it. She just walked away shaking her head. But you get it, don't you? If you haven't gotten it yet, you'll get it. I don't care if people in this hotel, because everybody's like, how you doing? Phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. I don't care if they think we're a cult or something, you know? I don't care. Because here's what I know. What I know is that in this community, and in the communities that are associated with us, and Ziggler and the Softwash tribe and Ellen Rohr's tribe and Sherry's tribe and all the communities that are attached to us, something special is happening here. And it's something that most people don't understand. And it's a little word called community. Most people don't understand it. They've never felt it. They've never experienced it. It's not something that you can even really explain, is it? You have to experience it. Try describing the word love. You have to experience it. So our mission here at Inner Circle is to deliver the most phenomenal community experience ever. How many of you are feeling that already since you've been here? Okay. We had a group, we had our leadership group yesterday. We had our newbies come through boot camp. And I learned a couple things about our boot camp yesterday, because boot camp is the foundational systems, you know, leadership, marketing, sales, operations, administration. And I do a whole day on those systems. And so new people are like, their eyes are open. They learn about it. Then they go see it. How many of you went on the company tour this morning? Okay. Did you see all those systems in action? Right? So somebody said to me, they said, man, that depressed me. I was like, depressed you? What happened? So, man, I saw those beautiful trucks and just, you know. She didn't say all this, but I think what she was saying is just the organization of it, just everything that we teach is literally happening over there. And it doesn't matter what industry. We probably have 100 different industries in this room or 50 industries in this room. We have over 100 industries in Inner Circle in 20 different countries. I wish all of them would come here. Because how many of you know that true community happens in person? Face to face. We're here together, folks, in person. Yay! Everybody that's on virtual, you still got time. You can get an airplane ticket today. You don't want to miss the whole thing. Anyway, I know that some of you can't come for different reasons or whatever, so I appreciate you being here online, and we're going to try to deliver the most phenomenal virtual experience that we can. But here's the thing. Can anybody in this room, by the way, we do have gifts here. How many gifts were we supposed to give away? How many people shared?
We already gave one.
Oh, okay. All right. So I have a gift for the first person that can tell me the four, you know, the other reason we're here is because of FTI, right? Would everybody here agree that if you only did the things that you already know to do, that you'd be more successful? Things that you already know to do, the things that you already know how to do, is that right? Okay, so there's four keys to overcoming FTI. Who can tell me what those four keys are? The four keys to implementation, other than one of our coaches. Hopefully they can tell us. Isn't it just do it? Bella?
Inspiration.
Get the mic for me, please. There you go.
Inspiration.
Wait. Kind of stand up for me.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Mr. Rick Jones is watching, okay?
Hi, Mr. Rick Jones and Brenda.
Stand tall, address the group, put some force behind that voice.
Inspiration, training, encouragement, support.
Okay.
I feel like I'm missing something.
So we're talking about community. So Give Bella a big hand clap. You listen, this young lady right here is a rock star. A rock star. Like anybody would like.
You can't have her.
Right. You can't have her. You can't have Santiago. You can't have any of my team members. If you recruit them, you're kicked out of the Inner Circle for life. You're banned. You're excommunicated. But what would you give to have a team member like Bella? When you get to know her, you'll know what I mean. So implementation, there are four keys to implementation. The first one is inspiration. How many of you are already inspired after yesterday? How many of you you got a new vision? See, the fact is that you got to have a vision. The reason that we don't move forward is because we don't have a compelling vision. We got to get a new vision every day. We got to make sure that we wake up and we've got that vision every day, that vision that pulls you out of bed. And you know, you go through ebbs and flows, don't you, of life. You lose that vision, you get a little overwhelmed, things get a little stale, or whatever. Life, problems, bad things happen. The community is here to help you keep that vision. Number two is organization. organization. Get your business organized. Did you see a business this morning that was organized?
Yes.
Yeah. Get your business organized. Get your systems in place. Get your self organized. Commit to that daily time capsule. I'm talking to members here. I'm talking to family here. This is our process. And what you're going to find out tomorrow is if you just follow the process, Rick, I know you're watching, Nick Saban, follow the process. It works. There's no question whether our systems work or not. There are people in this room. There's thousands of people around the world. Now, listen, I didn't come up with all that stuff by myself. I learned it somewhere, and I've got my own, you know, version. But, you know, I believe in something that I learned from Gary Keller. Gary Keller said, don't do the best that you can. How many of you said to your kids, do your best? It's nice. But what if we learned the best way that things could be done and we did it that way? Do whatever it is you do, do it the best that it can be done. That's mastery. But first we got to learn it, right? Then we got to implement it. So inspiration, organization, when you're highly organized, and it may take people around you if you're, you know, as Ellen Rohr says, she's highly distractible. And, you know, like bright, shiny objects, you know, focus problems. A lot of entrepreneurs have that. So you may have to have people around you to keep you focused, keep you organized. Commit to that daily time capsule. Commit to those phenomenal four projects. All right, so inspiration, organization, and training. Training. Did y'all get some training yesterday? We're going to do some training today. I'm going to start training this morning in just a second, but first I wanted to just acknowledge the community here. As my coach, Mr. Rick Jones, says, training breeds confidence. When I know what to do, I know how to do it, I can just move forward. I don't have to think about it. And that's my goal for you. The title of this conference is how to master the phenomenal game of business. Why is the game of business so phenomenal? Because there are no limits. Nothing wrong with having a job, nothing wrong with having a great job and all of that. And even if you have a job, if somebody's watching me, you know, children, young people, somebody who has a job, there are so many businesses that you can start on the side. And today, with the internet, it's like unlimited. There are no limits. That's why entrepreneurship is so phenomenal. There are no limits. But we have to train our brain. We have to train ourselves on business systems. We have to train ourselves on leadership. We have to train ourselves on leading an organization. The game of business. The great game of business. Where's Steve? There he is. Give Steve Baker a big hand clap. Woo! Man, hey. Yesterday he laid it down. The great game of business is in the house and he's going to put it down today. You better pick it up. The phenomenal game of business. So that you can what? Master the phenomenal game of business so that you can do what? Live your dream life? What does that look like? What if you woke up every day and you knew that you were making a difference in other people's lives? What if you woke up every day saying, yeah, there may be problems in the world. Yeah, there may be problems in my life. But I'm going to live in freedom every day anyway. So our mission at Inner Circle is to help you to deliver the most phenomenal community experience ever. I can't do that by myself. My team can't do that by themselves. Community is us. It's us. And our purpose is to help you have more life. To live in freedom every day. There's no freedom in being a slave to your business. There's no freedom in having difficult relationships. There's no freedom in not having vision. There's no freedom in being stuck. There's no freedom in not knowing what to do. There's no freedom in that. Can I get an amen this morning? Huh? That's why we're here. Community is the fourth key. Inspiration, organization, training, and community. And the things that unlock a sense of community, there's three of those, and that's what Bella was getting at. I'm trying to simplify everything. Tomorrow I'm going to do a presentation that I hope that it's going to simplify a little bit more. I'm coming up with crazy ways to get you to remember some things. That's tomorrow. There's three keys that unlock community. Number one, support. Everybody needs support of one kind or another. We need information. We need training. We need solutions. We just need physical help sometimes, right? Come, help me. And when you have a phenomenal, compelling vision, people want to help you. This is why Sherry Perry volunteers. She sees what's happening. How do you think it makes her feel when she knows that she has made a difference in your life? How do you feel when you know that you've supported someone and because of that, it made a difference in their life? Yes or yes? Yes. The second one is encouragement, because all of us get a bit of stinking thinking, don't we? All of us from time to time need a check up from the neck up, as Mr. Sigler said. All of us from time to time get that deadly disease called hardening of the attitudes that Mr. Sigler talked about. We need each other. Encourage one another. You know why the phenomenal talk is so important? Does everybody know how the phenomenal talk goes, by the way? You meet a stranger. And in fact, I decided this time we're going to create a movement in this hotel. So here's what I want you to do. I want you, by the way, how's this hotel? Yeah? Better than the other place? More to do outside? You don't get killed when you walk outside? No, it's like the other place, the hobby, it's like, no, I ain't going inside. I'll eat inside, you know. And that hotel kind of went, you know, a lot of places went downhill after COVID. And I'm just being real with the community here. Last conference we had over there, I said, can't come back here. We don't have to stay here, but we ain't going back there. So if you want us to stay here, then let me know. And then do something else for me, and that is have the phenomenal talk with as many people as you can. Here's how it goes. Perfect stranger, how you doing? They're fine, good, whatever. How you doing? Phenomenal. And so are you. Okay? Now you get all kinds of different responses, right? Did you know that you're phenomenal? They'll say yes, or but if they say yes and they're kind of, you know, a little prideful, what are they basing their phenomenalness on? The things that they do, right? Or how the day is going. How many of you know that the power of the phenomenal talk is we're speaking into their position, not their condition? I'm speaking out of my position, not my condition. It doesn't matter how many problems I have. See, the thing is that, as Mr. Ziegler said, you're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. Everything he makes is phenomenal, and especially human beings, because we were made in his image. So you were created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life. How do people feel? I mean, I had to do this in Spanish yesterday, and I don't even speak Spanish. I speak Spanglish. Tex-Mex. You got the point? She was cleaning the restroom, and I said hello to her, and how you doing? And I said, do you know you're phenomenal? She said, I don't speak English. So, oh boy. Sanji! Johan, help me! So I had to work it all out. You should have seen the smile on her face. Because nobody's telling other people how phenomenal they are. Their inherent value. If there's one thing that I want to get across in this little book that's packed, by the way, it's thin because I don't want kids to look at it and say, oh, that's a lot of work. No, easy peasy lemon squeezy right there. I'll tell you more about this a little bit later on. But I want young people to know their inherent value. Then it's up to us what we do with that value. If I have something valuable, it's up to me to use that gift. God gave you gifts. It's up to you to use those gifts. Everybody needs encouragement. Have the phenomenal talk with them. And then finally, everybody needs accountability. How many of you would agree that we need a little more accountability in our lives? Hey, the problem for business owners is you don't have a boss. That's a problem, okay? Hey, you don't have and maybe you don't need a boss, but maybe you need an accountability. And community, the fastest way to implementation, the fastest way to change habits, as Tom Ziegler talks about, choose to win. The fastest way to success is what? Replace bad habits with good habits, right? What's the fastest way to do that? Get a coach. The challenge is you got 7 core areas of life, you got 5 core areas of business, and there's all kinds of issues underneath each one of them. So what do we need? We can't just get one coach that's going to cover, no one coach, even me, can cover all of that. We need a coaching community. And we hold one another, let me rephrase that. We help one another be accountable. I can't hold you accountable. You can't hold your team members accountable. But what you can do is through support and encouragement, you can help them hold themselves accountable. We're all responsible for ourselves. Yes? Or yes? And yes. Okay. Hey guys, I tested this earlier, but now it's not working. So let's maybe reset the... Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Are you ready to master the phenomenal game of business?
Yeah.
Are you ready to win the World Series? Okay. What'd you say? I heard go Strohs. Okay. All right. Michelle and Victoria, was it last year that we went to the World Series? 2 years ago? 3 years? 2 years. No. Houston won the World Series. Listen, I don't have a team in this. The only reason I would want Houston to win is what it does for the city that I live in, okay? But I don't want to take anything away from you either, so listen, have at it. I will tell you this, though. I know who's going to win the World Series. We can put money on it, okay? So who's going to win the World Series? Dodgers, Astros, Atlanta, huh? Hey, you don't want to get on Atlanta right now because I got another slide coming up, okay? I got another slide coming. So just, you know, your rise up and all that kind of stuff and ATL, just hold it for a second, okay? All right. Who's going to win the World Series? What do you mean by the best team? The team with the most runs. How do you get the most runs? Huh? The team that works together. The team that performs the best. How are you going to win in life? How are you going to win in business? Got it. Thank you, Christian. How are you going to win in business? Well, first of all, you got to have a phenomenal dream team, right? So give it up for Michelle and Victoria. The Santiago man. And over here on AV, I got Mr. Christian Partridge. How many of you are being coached by Christian or in Christian's pod right now? Hey, listen, I have a little secret for you. I have a little secret. You probably figured this out. But he has more experience than anybody. Because he's been with me for the longest time. He's been with me for 28 years. In May, 29 years. And I'm proud of him. I'm not surprised. I knew he had it in him. But you know what coaching did for him? Boy, it just blossomed. He'd been preparing all his life. Blossoming. What happens to you when you coach other people? You blossom. We all need to be coached. We all need to be a coach. Yes? Yes. Or yes? I just want to make sure you're ready. That's all. Because how many of you know you got to be ready to win if you're going to win? Give it up for Morgan Walker. She's here volunteering. Yay. Hey, don't show them that walk until they get to know you a little bit better, okay? Because you're going to have the same problem that I had. And be like, I'm staying away from that crazy guy, okay? All right. What were your biggest wins? This was, by the way, we had the Super Bowl here in Houston a few years ago. How many years ago was that? Like 5-6 years? It was a blast. It was a blast.
That's my baby up there. You see that guy?
Yeah.
My sweetheart. Oh, and that's Howard.
Oh, and that's Howard, yes. Okay. Now, y'all remember what happened at this game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a couple things that happened at this game. First of all, Tom Brady's jersey got stolen. And somebody put it up for bid for, like, what was it, $150,000, $250,000 or something like that. That was the guy next to me, right there. That was him. I saw him do it. He bragged about it, you know. How many of you know that people who get in trouble, they usually get in trouble because they're bragging about something, right? They're arrogant. Okay. Be humble. Stay humble, right? Anyway, here's what happened. ATL, rise up. Where's Jonathan? I know you're probably going to leave after I say this, but we can all learn from failure, right? From failure. If you see somebody winning bigger than you, your competitor, Another thing I want to get that I'm getting across in this book right here in our training program is the comparison disease. Deadly. Because there's always going to be somebody who's winning bigger than you. There's always going to be somebody who has something that you don't have. There's always going to be somebody better looking than you. There's always going to be somebody younger than you, stronger than you, healthier than you, got more Instagram followers than you. Talking to the youth here. So sometimes we win, sometimes we learn. So what ATL Rise Up, what they learned is that you playing against the New England Patriots, you better not let your guard down. You better not hesitate for a moment. They had that game. They had that game. Atlanta had that game. And then we watched the most unbelievable comeback maybe in NFL history. I don't know. I don't even watch the NFL anymore after all that mess. But, you know, that was back in the day before we got woke. I'm writing my own book called Wake Up. Wake Up to Unwoke or something like that. Wake Up to the Phenomenal Opportunities. This young lady right here has been helping me write that book. See, because first, you got to wake up, right? And it would help if you get some of that phenomenal coffee. Starbucks right next door. Unless you have your own brew. I got my own brew in my room and at home. Okay? It helps. Wake up. Get up. Get out of bed. Wake up early. Be ready to go. Dress up. Don't be showing up somewhere looking like a slob. That's one of the things that I'd like to get across to the young people is, number one, you don't have to be a social media influencer with all the filters to be successful. On the other hand, maybe shower up. Maybe clean up. Maybe clean them clothes up a little bit. Casual Friday has gone like way too far. You know what I mean? Show up. Last weekend, I went to this little trade show. I didn't have anything other than my normal routine going, like planning, writing, thinking, getting ready for you guys, you know, and I was ahead of the game. I've been home from the beach for a while, and I'm very productive when I'm home. And I said, you know, it's right down the street. I think I'd like to go and just take some of my books and my banner, just me, and just go sit there and just meet some people. Maybe there'll be a few business owners who come through that need what we have. Just meet some people. There was a little problem. There was a little problem. There were no people. There were no people. The handful of people that came through, I mean, there was one or two people that were local that, you know, we'll probably work with. But any trade show that you ever go to, whether there's a lot of people, little bit of people, or no people, you should meet every single vendor and have the phenomenal talk with them. I could have said, I could have put on my stinking thinking hat and said, well, I ain't going back over there and waste my time on a Sunday. I'd be ought to be on a church anyway, you know. I mean, like, you know, I could get all religious on myself. Get all stinking thinking on myself. And you should be in church on Sunday. You should be in church every day. Because the church ain't a building. The church is the people, the called out ones. You should be in the Word every day, in prayer every day. Why am I going to show up? See, you got to wake up, you got to get up, you got to dress up, you got to show up. So I showed up the next day and had my biggest idea ever from the people who run that show. Not only that, I can help them get people there. I can help them get the right people there. Isn't that what it's all about? You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So what are the 9 things that everybody wants out of life? They want to be happy. They want to be healthy. They want to be at least reasonably prosperous. They want to have friends, true friends, not just a lot of people on social media, right? They want to have peace of mind. They want to have good family relationships. They want to feel secure. They want to have hope for the future, and they want to feel loved. That's what this book is all about. Is that what you want? Is that what our kids want? Look around at our culture today. Most people happy? Most people healthy? Most people prosperous? Isn't it true, even if they have money, they probably got money problems? Or most people have peace of mind, or is there a lot of anxiety? Most people have good family relationships today? Do most people feel secure? Are they especially nervous in this whole COVID thing? They've been sitting home for over a year listening to the media. There's a recipe for disaster right there. Turn it off, go outside, get you some sunshine. You know, I don't know, I might throw tan up in that book, you know. Show up, tan up. It's required for phenomenal success, you know what I mean? Do our kids have great hope for the future in our culture today? Some do because they've been raised right. Do most people feel loved in our culture today? Most do not. Many do not. I'll put it that way. I don't know what the statistics are. They're probably out there somewhere. But this isn't a book about statistics. This is a book about outcome. This is a book about outcome. If you want to have those 9 things out of life, if your kids, the youth of America, the youth of the world, want to have those 9 things out of life, I have news for you. The culture ain't going to give it to you. They cannot deliver. Cannot deliver. Look around. There's evidence. So it's a very just, you know, like practical conversation. This is what you want. The culture ain't delivering it. Wake up. Smell the coffee. This ain't working. Okay, Mr. Phenomenal. You got all 9 of those things? Yeah. Sure do. How's that? Well, because I don't live a lie. And there's 7 lies in this book that are keeping you from from success. There are 7 lies that are keeping our young people from success. And then there are 7 truths. That if you live by principle, if you live by the truth will set you free, right? So know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's what that book is about. Okay, so get your handout. There's a handout there, and I'm going to get into mastery, the title of this presentation. This is actually our next to the last session. I've been doing a series called How to Master the Phenomenal Game of Business. My man Johan is in the house. Yay. Look at him. Rock star extraordinaire, hashtag rock star. If you don't know Johan, Johan runs the operations of my service company, multi-million-dollar business, 30-something employees, runs all the operations like no sweat. Got it, chief. Okay. Why is mastery so important? Why is mastering something so important? Talk to me. This would be about the time that you would respond. I've been talking for quite a while. Confidence. Gives you confidence? Okay, so if you master something, you don't have any doubt or fear that something's not going to work, right? You just do it, right? How many of you know that doubt and fear are the 2 biggest killers of dreams and the 2 biggest things that keep people from performing, right? Mastery is the highest level of performance. Now, notice what Jack Stack, who wrote The Great Game of Business, said. When you appeal to the highest level of thinking, you get the highest level of performance. See, when you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. It's all about belief. It's all about belief. I know that I know that I know that I know that I can do this. Belief. When you change your belief, you change your expectations. I expect to win. May take me a while to figure it out because I'm a slow learner from Lower Alabama, but I'll get there. Probably learn more along the way from those failures. When you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your attitude. What's the attitude of people who know that they're going to win? Woo! Yeah. We got this. We got this. It ain't like, oh, we got this. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. Implementation, execution, action, whatever you want to call it. And when you change your behavior, you change your performance. At the end of the day, you are a phenomenal product. It doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do. That's just who you are. That's your inherent value. But if you want to have a better outcome, you got to change what you do. If you want to have a different outcome, you got to change what you do. Right? And when you change your performance, you change your life. Period. Right, Michael? He's like, big smile on his face, like, yeah, I know that one. Okay. How many of you know who this man is? This young man. Anybody? What's that? Yeah, Philippe Petit. Petit. I think this T is silent. He's French. French. Francais. Huh? He's crazy? Maybe. Yeah, probably. For sure. Crazy people win. Big. They're crazy enough to practice enough to master the wire. And then crazy enough to have a dream that we're going to sneak up the World Trade Center and put a wire between the Twin Towers in the middle of the night, and in the morning before the construction crews get there, I'm going to walk that wire. And everybody's going to see me. It's a true story. They made a movie out of it. Do you think that you better master that wire before you walk between two buildings that tall? Here's what Mr. Zig Ziglar said. Game changer quote. The more you learn about any subject, the more creative you can become. Why is that important? We got 12 different ways to do it. I know 12 different ways to do something. Therefore, I know how to do this better. I can master this. You can master one discipline, but the more angles you see something from, the different ways that you try things and do things, the more experience you have, the more creative you can be. So guess what he decided to do while he was up there? Laid down on the wire. Can you imagine the people down below like, they were sure this man was going to fall out of the sky. Craziness. But guess what? That was his dream. That was his dream. In his previous life, he was a bird. Okay. I want to share with you this morning some things that I learned from the One Thing program. Some of you have been through this with us before. We haven't taught the One Thing in a long time. I'd like to teach it again, but I want to give you some of it because there's some great lessons about mastery in the One Thing training. How many of you would agree that Gary Keller is a master business builder, right? Became the largest residential real estate company in America, maybe in the world. It's not about being the biggest, it's about being the best. But how many of you know when you're the best, you're probably going to grow? Right? Better you are at marketing, the more prospects you get. Better at sales, you're going to close more sales. Better at service, then more happier your customers are going to be. They're going to refer you. You're going to make money. You're going to make profit. The better you are at your numbers and budgeting and all that, the better you are at leadership, just gets better. It's about mastering the phenomenal game of business so that you can live your phenomenal dream life. I hope you know what that is. And I hope it's not, you know, walking a wire between two tall buildings. All right. So the question is, what is mastery? What is mastery? According to Gary Keller in The One Thing, mastery is a commitment to becoming. A commitment to becoming your best to achieve extraordinary results. You must embrace the extraordinary effort it represents. Commitment. Commitment. Are you committed to your dream? Are you committed to your goal? Are you committed to your growth? I know you are. That's why you're here. So here are the three commitments. First, you must adopt the mindset of someone seeking mastery? What is the mindset of someone seeking mastery? I'm going to win. I'm going to grow. I don't care how hard it is. 75 hard? No problem. Woo! Let's do it again. Second, you must continually seek, here it is, the very best ways of doing things. In the inner circle, you learn the very best ways. We have, for 25 years, we've searched the best ways of doing things. They're here. There's no question about that. Our most successful members just do two things. They learn those systems and they implement those systems. And we're always trying to bring in other opportunities for us for mastery, like bringing in the great game of business. Why? Because it's going to just put fuel on what you already know, right? It's going to give you a different way of looking at it. It's going to give you a different perspective. It's going to make you go, ooh, yes, that's it. More inspiration, more training. Third, you must be willing to be held accountable for doing everything you can to achieve your one thing. Your one thing. What's the one thing that you can do in your business right now that will make everything else either easier or unnecessary? Maybe it's getting out of debt. Maybe it's hiring someone. Maybe it's sharing someone with the competition. I don't like saying firing someone, but, you know, maybe. Gary Keller's one thing was build a team. He realized that in order to get to where he wanted to go, that his one thing was I need 14 people to run my company for me. There are three laws of mastery. Mastery is a mindset. What people believe shapes what they achieve. Masters have a growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset. How about this one? This is a law. Mastery is a pain. It's called work. It's called sweat. It's called headaches. It's called being tarred. Get this. Hey, this is something that you really want to do, right? Pursue something that's impossible. Because mastery is impossible to realize fully. We just want to get better. The better you get better, 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 you're on the path to mastery. Yes. Does it go in order? Oh. Okay. Flip it over. Flip it. Just flip it. Watch this. The joy is in the pursuit more than the realization. In the end, mastery attracts precisely because it eludes. Translation, you got to enjoy what you do. Do you enjoy what you do? There's going to be a long, hard life. Yeah. Mastery is hard, mastery is a pain, but if you don't love the process, this is why some of you need to get out of accounting, some of you need to get out of marketing, some of you need to get out of the areas in your business that you're just not good at and that you loathe, because guess what? It's going to take some pretty harsh accountability if you hate doing something, you're not going to do it consistently, right? Hire somebody that's phenomenal at that so that you can fly in your strength zone. So here's the path of mastery. Number one, follow the path of mastery. Mastery is a path. It's a way of thinking. Let me go back to this slide for just a second. What is the mindset? The mindset is belief. Even if you can't see it, there's evidence. Other people have done it. Even if you've never done it before, other people have done it. That's why you're here, because you're around people who have already done what it is that you want to do. And that is the key. Get around masters. You're going to hear and learn from some masters. Have we learned from some masters in the inner circle over the years?
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Yes, we have. Masters have a growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset. What does that mean? It means that people who have a fixed mindset that says, well, that's just the way it is. It is what it is. You know, that's the way it's always been, the way it's always going to be. No, a growth mindset is, this can be different. We can do better. I had really an unbelievable opportunity to be personally mentored by John Maxwell, number one leadership and the expert in the world. Not like group, but I was in his groups, but personal. You know what he told me? I told him everything that I was doing, and this was a few years ago, what my vision was, and he said, Howard, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to get better. Just don't even focus on growth. Just get better. And you know, when we started focusing on that instead of numbers, I don't care about numbers. I care about changed lives. I care about us being better. Have we gotten better here in the inner circle?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, even today, new hotel. I told Victoria, if everybody likes it and you like the staff here, book it here for February. You guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Yes? Get better. Keep raising the bar. Get better, 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 better. Be better today than you were yesterday. That's mastery. That's the path. Growth mindset. Not I can't. How do I? Oh, well, this is how it is. Well, what if it wasn't? What if it wasn't that way? What if you were living one of the seven lies? Take I can't out of your vocabulary. Just take it out. Take it out. You know, I get coaching too. If you have a coach that isn't being coached, it's a problem. I have coaches. I just joined a program not too long ago. It's $25,000 for the year. And they have momentum coaches, and you know, it's all about mindset. And I made a mistake in that coaching session. I said, well, I don't know how to do whatever it was that I was thought I needed to do. And she goes, no. Let's change that. Who do you know that does know? How can you find someone who does know? So she like nipped it. That's what we all need. Growth mindset. How can you? Who do you know that has? Who has done it? Who's mastered it? Who has not only done it, but has helped other people do it and has a system? Anybody here ever wanted to write a book? Okay. Michelle Prince is in the house. Give Michelle a big hand clap. I was having all kind of trouble with this book right here. And finally I said, I'm just going to call Michelle. I called Michelle. She got her team on it and got it done. And then she's like, you know, I said, man, I want to have printed copies for the conference. She said, They're like way backed up, but let me see what I can do. She pulled some strings. Those things were here and with plenty of time to spare. Give it up for Michelle Prince. And she has, she's working on a wonderful book project. I'll just put it that way. And we have some wonderful plans for this summer. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Okay. All right. So mastery is a path. Number one, mastery is a path. It's a way of thinking. The path is one of an apprentice learning and relearning the basics of a never-ending journey of greater experience and expertise. When what you've chosen to master is the right thing, big question, then pursuing it will make everything else you do either what? Easier or no longer necessary. Mastery means giving the best you have to become the best you can be at your most important work. You got to be before you can do, and you got to do before you can have, Mr. Zig Ziglar said. I want to look at one thing here, and that is, being an apprentice. You know, I discovered something yesterday that was totally, totally cool. Cool as Christmas. We realized that there were a few people in our community, inner circle members, that hadn't been through boot camp. Or maybe they haven't been through it in a long time or whatever. And so we didn't have just non-members in boot camp yesterday. We had several members. And how many of you members were in boot camp yesterday? Okay. And they were relearning the basics, and they were taking more notes than anybody. So I think what I might do, tell me if you like this idea, is our next series on our Inner Circle webcast, Tuesday webcast, is to run through the basics again between now and the end of the year. Would that be... You guys like that? Okay. What's that?
Be good for new people that's coming on to your staff to get them in the process of...
Oh, your people? Yeah, your people who are your team members. See? Y'all are plussing up for me. Awesome. Good. Yeah, I want to do that. And, you know, I'm going to... Yesterday was different than any boot camp I ever did because I've had a lot of experiences since the last time I did it. So I'm always going to be... And then here's what mastery really is about. Going back to the fundamentals, making sure that you got that foundation, and then adding the other stuff as you go, right? Learning new things. Brenda's husband, I think, said this. Her previous husband, or late husband, said that a black belt is just a white belt that never quit. See, black belt is mastery. Her title is Senior Grandmaster Brenda J. Sell Jones. Senior Grandmaster. Senior Grandmaster, the highest ranking American female in Taekwondo in the world. Period. You get there by accident? Or you get there through discipline, focused practice. Do you want to be a master of business so that you can live a phenomenal dream life? Yes. That's what's required. So master the fundamentals. I think what some people realized yesterday is, hey, man, I kind of forgot about some of these fundamentals here. And so I want to always keep those fundamentals, that white belt work, up here where you can remember it and see it, because that's your foundation for everything else. Yes or yes? Yes and yes. Okay, perfect. All right, white belts know the same moves that black belts know. They just haven't what? Practiced enough to do them well. The creativity you see at black belt level comes from what? mastery of the white belt fundamentals. Mastery of the white belt fundamentals. When you master goal setting, when you master business planning, when you master building systems, when you master leadership, when you master marketing, when you master sales, when you master operations, when you master administration, you're going to be a black belt in business. But it's about practicing the fundamentals. I met Meadowlark Lemon one time. You guys remember the Harlem Globetrotters? Remember them? Yeah. And he said something that I never forgot. Back in that day, it was Michael Jordan and Larry Bird were the big stars. Masters. Master. Was Michael Jordan a master basketball player? Like, master. And here's what he said. He said, Michael Jordan and Larry Bird are in the gym practicing fundamentals every day, like layups. Imagine Michael Jordan practicing layups. The same guy that flies through the air and throws the ball backwards and it swishes in the thing? The hoop? The net? Oh, that boy said he played basketball, but I don't think he ever has. It's true. I've been on the basketball court a lot, but I finally said, I ain't ever going to master this thing, so I might as well work on stuff that I can be good at. Practice the foul shot. Practice that three-point shot. Why? Because when the pressure was on and he had to fly through the air and twist and turn and do all of his moves, he didn't have to focus on the shot. Shot's automatic. So what about you? How many of you have realized that the longer that you've been in Inner Circle learning these basics, learning getting better and better and better, practicing these fundamentals, that something comes up and what you learn just comes out? Mindy, that happened to you, right? Yeah. How many of you, if that's, it was in there and you didn't even know it was in there, right? How many of you have had that experience? You just responded because you knew what to do. You've been trained. You've stayed in the game. You're practicing. We need to stay there. Zig said, you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. Anything worth doing is becoming a phenomenal business owner, something worth doing. Yeah. Is pursuing your dream life something worth doing? Whatever that might be. Yes. Doesn't matter if you do it poorly at first. Gosh, if I could just sit down and talk to you about the first years of my business, or even talk to you about how terrible of a leader I was. Santi's over here snickering, but just ask Santi. Ask my wife. She'll be here at lunchtime today. Don't wait. No, don't do that, because, you know, at least Santiago knows which stories are authorized. My wife doesn't care if they're authorized or not. So you're asking about yeah. Now, Gary Keller said we got to move from E to P. What does that mean? The entrepreneurial approach is, hey, you do what comes naturally. You do what comes naturally. This is easy. Let's do that. The purposeful approach is doing what comes unnaturally. It's not natural. What does Mr. Rick Jones say? Are you out there, boss man? All growth happens outside the comfort zone. Everybody do me a favor real quick. Put your hands together and cross your thumbs. Cross your thumbs. Okay. Now what I want you to do is I'm going to tell you to do something, and I'm going to tell you what the right way to do this is, and you're going to do it. Okay? So the right way to do it is switch your thumbs. Like, put the... Isn't that weird? Doesn't that feel weird? What if that was the right way to do it? By the way, open your hands again, bring them together, cross your thumbs naturally. Okay? How many of you have your right hand, right thumb over the left thumb? Let me see you. Let me see you. Okay? How many of you have your left hand, left thumb over your right thumb? Okay? How many of you aren't going to respond no matter what I say? Somebody in the back is like, what did you say? Get off that Facebook. Okay. What if the opposite way was the way to do it? We're going to have to get comfortable being uncomfortable for a while. Doesn't mean you have to do it forever. You get somebody else to do it. But we have to understand, when you start exercising, there's no pain, no gain, right? It's going to be uncomfortable. When you start changing how you lead, it's going to be uncomfortable. When you have to learn a new skill, it's going to be uncomfortable. Masters don't do the best they can. They do it the best that it can be done. That's the one thing I want you to take away from this session. Masters don't do it the best that they can do. They do it the best it can be done. Finding new ways, finding new models, finding new examples, finding a different way to do things. Because all natural ability has a ceiling of achievement. So here's what happens to entrepreneurs. Now, how many of you know entrepreneurs, bright, shiny objects? Somebody's in a different business every 10 minutes. In fact, they got three businesses going right now. They never master anything. Right? Because what they do is they say, oh, this is a good idea. This is a good idea. And they hit that ceiling and they get disappointed. And then they just go, oh, well, that wasn't a good idea. Here's some greener pastures over here. Here's another bright, shiny object. Let me try that. And the cycle continues. Here's why purpose is so important. The purposeful approach is understanding why you're in business. Why are you in business? The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. I want you to be a master mechanic. A master mechanic. I want your business to look like AC's blue truck. Belle. Right? Yeah. She purty. I mean, she got some work done on her now. Okay. How are you going to do that? You got to focus. You got to stay focused. What's your vision? What's your purpose? Why are you doing what you're doing? How important is it? Do you have that fire in the belly? Stay focused. Then what you're doing is you're looking for models. Who has the best model? What's the best way to do this? And then what we got to do is we got to build some systems, don't we? And that's when you're going to get the breakthrough. That's when you're going to break through the natural ceiling of achievement. Many of you in this room are doing more in your business. You're accomplishing more in your life than you ever dreamed you could before you came to Inner Circle. Is that true? How many of you would say that that's true? You have experienced that, or you know people in the Inner Circle that have experienced that? Absolutely. Hit that next slide for me, Christian, please. Okay. Number three, live the accountability cycle. Accountability is most likely the most important of the three commitments. Without it, your journey down the path of mastery will be cut short. The moment that you meet a challenge, and I can almost hear Rick Jones saying amen right now. Amen, brother. Roll Tide. I'm not going to tell Rick what you just did. You hit a challenge. Oh, well, I had this problem, I had that problem, employee quit, or this happened, or that happened. No, we need accountability. We need to remain accountable. We need to hold ourselves accountable. We provide the coaching. We provide the pods. We provide the environment for accountability. But we have to make that commitment. It's not easy. But we got to focus on outcome. 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 Because accountable people achieve results others only what? Dream of. The single most important difference, watch this. This is, by the way, everything in the one thing training is based on research. Not Gary Keller's opinion or his co-author, Jay Papasan. All based on research. The single most important difference between amateurs and elite performers is that future elite performers seek out teachers and coaches and engage in what? Supervised training, where amateurs rarely engage in similar types of practice. How many future elite performers do we have in here? How many future masters of business do we have in here? Last thing. This is in Coaching for Performance. This is a program that we've been going through in 777. I first learned this through probably Dale Carnegie or maybe, and Ziegler has it in some of their training. And you probably heard this before. But when you start to do something, when you're trying to develop a new skill, what happens is, like, for example, speaking of basketball, I used to go to the basketball court on Sunday afternoon. And when I first started, it was immediately obvious to everybody on that court, including me, that I had no idea what I was doing. That's called conscious incompetence. You know you're not any good, and everybody else does. Okay? So, well, actually, before that, starting at the bottom, I didn't know that I was no good. I mean, I had a lot of confidence, right? So you start with unconscious incompetence. You don't even know you're not any good. How many of you would like to know if you're not any good at something and you're trying to do something that somebody would like maybe kind of let you know? Like, hey, Chief, can I ask you a question? Then you're consciously incompetent, and then you can move to conscious competence and your focus. You know what you're doing, but it's still a little rough. It's a little, you know, I got to really focus on this. I got to really focus. Nothing wrong with that. But what if you practiced enough that your shot was automatic? What if you practiced enough that, boom, I know what to do? It's just not even a thought. That's called unconscious competence. That's where masters live. They just know what to do, and they do it. Yes? Or yes? Okay. All right. I think that is my last slide in this presentation. Okay. John Wooden, the most winningest, that's a word, he won the most titles than anybody in college basketball, period, as a coach. Reporter asked him one time, out of all the days, if you could relive any one of the days in your storied career, what day would it be? Expecting him to talk about one of their big championships. You know what he said? Man, if I could just have one more day of practice. He had his team practice how to tie their shoes, how to put their socks on. Did anybody see a couple of years ago that a basketball player in college had a shoe fail? Like the shoe just tore apart? Man, I hate to be the manufacturer of that shoe. Like, where is that shoe manufactured? You know what I mean? I mean, like, he pivoted and just about broke his leg because the shoe came apart. How you tie your shoes. Fundamentals. Wake up, get up. Dress up, show up. Speak up. Listen up. And whatever other ups are going to be in there. But the idea is that mastery happens through practice. Don't let your foot off the gas. Stay engaged. Engage in the training today and tomorrow. Engage in the conversations. Stay in the game. Practice, practice, practice. Yes? Or yes? And yes. Okay. All right. For the first time ever, we have phenomenal youth books available, and they're in the back. I would love for you guys to get a copy or a few, and I'm telling you, you're going to love this book, and most importantly, we can literally change our culture if we get this message out to enough kids, all right?